You already know what
Blog
it is.
Talk Radio.
Already know what it is. It's the kid in the building. Welcome to my world of green. My second world of green. We're going to do this how we go.
Southside, baby. Queen.
We
get it in over here.
For the old school.
Now this is for the old school.
Now this.
Woo! Vibe with me. Fat. Come on. Ride with me.
Come on.
Fat. Come on. Vibe with me. I'm a lyrical poet, to the title I stay devoted. My component goes along with the tone and the cane of sonin. It's easily quoted from the one to take it notice of greater. My stature from rapper who's self-promoted. I'm reaching for high ground, reaching the fire round, teaching the tie and clown of my speech to surprise style forever glistening. For the ones ready to listen, enhance my mission to alleviate any damn suspicion. Raw's rendition is my way of thinking, linking your thoughts to your better vision. Showing the vision, more than a smidgen, giving the lump sum, and penetrate like a dum-dum, leaving your skull numb. Sure if you want some, it's non-herbalist, verbalist, receive with caution and approach with your own wrist, pose like a defense. There was the kid myth, giving the damn twist of the typical fan list, making your man twist like a spiritual band's list, making your fan miss for this miracle sandwich. I never claim to be the greatest, macho or even the bravest. I leave it up to the lamest, single ravens who want to be famous. Front like the standards, you can't get crept on, but you ain't Teflon, so you forever remain nameless. My main aim is to spark those and seem brainless. With lyrics to flow the water like regular gainers, I would never sink, no matter what you think. Cause all my lyrics are well done, they never pink, but before pink, I could change up the menu, rearrange the venue. Before I continue, then you understand the fight of the man, and how I control the crowd with the mic in my hand. And now I roll for rope like a dice from a hand, with a drive that cuts deep like a slice of the man with a machete. My motto, forever ready, go hard or go home, cause we're known to be deadly, spitting the medley. To leave you open while I'm floating, open the track, and it's a fact, I leave it soaking, critically broken when I touch down without a token. Don't provoke a hequence of might, just like a focus, spit a verse, throw it down, and leave it smoking. I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye, I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across. As I shine, you know, floss, to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce. The game is not lost, hip-hop ain't dead, but you got to pay the cost if you want to break. So many play the boss, but they work as they said. There's a lot of rap cats in the game, and they ain't scoring. Hot, they not, and they plot a straight ball, and they claim to be LJs. Now how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching, it's racist, they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce in the numb is possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution to get. The shit is out of the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the right support, sister, cause mic fight is what I ignite with new scripture. To set the game up, state your claim up, cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame. The roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up, that means I'm burning your brain up. Changing the game up, from the different and same stuff. Even your plane stuck with the lyrics that stay broke. I'm not pumped, I write rhymes to get checks. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, I treat it just like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, man. Somebody stop me, but don't block me, cause I'm balls off and stocky. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means I'm ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Roar, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, so if you're ready for war, we can get it on. From night till the morn, from dusk back to the dawn, till the boat get tired and one start to yawn. But I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
Oh, it's really green, yo. Welcome to my world of green. I'm having a long fucking day. I'm here, yo. We just walked, I just walked in the building. We be right back.
Yeah. Blue Family Entertainment. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Bust down, bust down. She got that big ass booty and that thin ass.
skirt. Got the nerve to bend it over so I gnaw her purse. If I put the ass on right, Harry call it not work. Fuck her good, bless the pussy, gotta call it not church. Now she know what's going down in an instance. Said she pulling up in a few minutes. I said, bitch, you already know the business. Don't call my phone, listen to foul my distance. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back, cause she hate me. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back, cause she hate me. I'ma hit her from the back till she hate me. Now gobble up, swallow up, I made her ate me. I make her run from it till she face me. Now beat that pussy up, she like rape me. Now bust it down, bitch, like an AP. She bend that ass over trying to get rid of that belly. Got that ass in the air, bounce that ass like some jelly. Screaming under they, mama eat out like Nelly. Uh-oh, what's poppin' tonight? I ain't standing, bring some friend, get some dick for the night. Got them digging the swag, got them loving the hype. Bust down, 2-1. I need a handicap fight, huh? Now she know what's going down in an instant. Said she pulling up in a few minutes. I said, bitch, you already know the business. Don't call my phone, listen to foul my distance. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back till she hate me. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch, now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back, cause she hate me.
Ah, oh my goodness. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It took me a minute, but I'm in this. Oh, my God. I am here. The number, if you want to join in tonight, 515-605-9329. Again, 515-605-9329. This is my first night of Double Dutch, yo. Playing Double Dutch, you heard? So, I'm over there. I got the cookies and shit. I'm over there. I'm in the building, you know what I mean? It's quirky still, you know, because I'm too loud, then I get too loud, then the music was not playing right, and then I'm like, I'm making a mess of it, and then I cut the shit off by accident trying to do some other shit, and then after I do all of that, I get texts hitting me, you sound great, you sound amazing. I didn't know what was going on. It was just I had a long day. I had a long day. And I got a big, 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 huge, huge surprise tomorrow if everything goes good. I don't want to speak on it because I don't know if it's going to go good. It's another addition to Green. I know you saying how many fucking additions. As many as God gives me, that's how many additions I'm going to have. So it's a whole different type of addition to Green. I'm hoping everything works for the best. But as of right now, my latest two additions is Greenleaf Network Live Splash. So that's Splash, baby. Get on the Splash. Get with the Splash, the Green Splash. I'm splashing green everywhere. That's why it's a Splash, baby. Last night, if you missed it, we had Petersburg Soldier in the building. Shout out to him. I know he's listening. Great show. Great show. Definitely had a ball with him. Shout out to everybody who sent their music in yesterday. I know. We have a lot. Listen, I'm not going nowhere. God willing, I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. We got a long journey ahead. And so we will be doing kind of the back and forth thing. From here to there to there, going back and forth. And then eventually I'm going to add in the FM. I think I'm going to do the FM for the morning. The FM, and I already got FM. I'm just letting my stations come out one by one, but the FM I'm thinking might be for the morning, and then I'm thinking there's so many morning shows already. I don't know. Let's just work with these two right now, okay? Let's just work with these two right now. The new show is Greenleaf Network Live Splash. Like I said, Live Splash. You got to follow me on Podbean in order to for right now in order to get it. I got two stores that I just opened. The music store, The Duchess Divine Music Shop. And then you have Dutch Dynamis online.web shop. So the Dynamis shop will be for all of my Dynamis clothing and the sneakers and the bags and all of that. You'll be able to go in there and make your purchases. And then the Duchess Divine music shop will be for all my music. So you can go in there and get my music. My music. Again, tonight we're doing Orlando freaking Brown. What else can I say? Do I have to say anything else when I say that man's name? Orlando Brown. Orlando Brown. And it's crazy because I actually reached out to him. Yeah, I did. I reached out to him. And I didn't think I would get a response. I was just reaching out. Ha, ha, ha. But you already know who the kid is. Know who the kid is. So we might have a part three. I don't know. We be back.
Yeah. We back. Yeah. USMG, nigga. Or something. Dash, where you at? Yeah. Okay. Yellow, where you at? Okay. Ant, where you at? Come on, bro. This go down as a banger. Put the flow on a swanger. When they ask about murder, that nigga gutter. He gangster, I dick her down in a minute. Don't politic with these bitches. Kept me still in the trenches. So double brows, I be clenching. My nigga, fuck how you want it. My nigga, sits how you take it. Put them lids on the bed, boy, make her shake it and break it. I got a hell of a jumper. From the hood, so I'ma make it. Know they bodies be aching. But bitch, I love when they hating. I double back off that bacon. They get hit with that laser. Kept me riding with cuz. He wanna cop him a blazer. Say we number thugs. Well, bitch, I come from the acres. Learn how to sell drugs. I pick that shit up from Razor. Keep a hell of a grind. Got a hell of a hustle. Steady stacking my papers. How life flexing my muscle. The last piece of the puzzle. These niggas sweeter than custard. My nigga ready to tussle. Big dog, don't got no mother. Shout out to Melly and Struggle. I know it's a struggle to hustle. So I just do what I wanna. Tom J. Other. Or my nigga Lerone. Blow that pitch to the dome. Blow that perch to the head. Got them running, they scared. Man, fuck what they said. I know they sleeping with beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed when I'm chasing these beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed. I'ma sleep when I'm dead. Shit, I'm too far in. I'm trying to stay up ahead. Yeah.
Poverty and wealth exist so closely to one another as in New York City. Even from the darkest corners of Brooklyn, one need only look up and across the East River to see the great temples of Wall Street wealth looming over the night. Since the birth of the city, New York's poorest residents, whether Irish...
Girl, when I look at you, I can't picture me not having my way. To see raw. I gotta express myself. So I hope you get it.
Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation. Cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this, for you I'm an actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed caps into this coming attraction, this ain't simply smashing. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way.
not done. There's more. You know there's always more when it comes to raw. Listen.
Sexy miss, let the lover continue. What's on the venue? I got an appetite for love. You're on the menu. And I intend to complete any given task. Your wish is my command. All you gotta do is ask. I can do it fast. Or take it real slow. Just waiting for you to give me the green light to go. You're dealing with the pro. In certain categories, true actual factual, no fictional story. I can show you way more than I can tell you. Oh hell, you drive me crazy straight to Bellevue. And in a good way, I know that you couldn't say the very same. While you calling out my name, pleasure is the aim and satisfaction is the claim. And for this addiction, there's no one to blame. And lust we trust is the name of the game. It's the must that we just keep it hot like a flame. So keep an eye out so we never let it die out. Cause I
want my way with you. Want my way.
And I'm not here to play with you. I know it's true. So when you think about it all day, I just want my way.
Want my way.
Don't worry, baby. You can get your way with me, too. It's a two-way street.
Want my way with you. Want my way with you.
Roar for life.
Yo, this is a little something I wrote back in 1991-2. It was relevant then, and it's still relevant to this day. Subliminal slave mentality. Most are ignorant to the fact that maybe it's crazy. They think the whites are giving us equality. We are solid amongst our own. We should kill each other to teach pieces in our home.
What up, y'all? Salute.
I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
The 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Doom fam major.
Dirt gang general.
Know my town bout paper.
Bitches know we killin' them.
So we them niggas that go ham. That's that Doom fam.
And we them niggas that go bang. That's that dirt fam.
On the top of the block. All the shots that make your body rock. You family on the team, yo, I'm swagging out with a dirty cop. I am so hot, I'm burning hot. Them bad hoes, I'm turning up. Who's 7G's, I'm burning up. So yellow, gone and turn it up. Two fam and dirt gang, that class of the Titans. That big black, please light it. I swear, as I stop fighting, I'm nuts up. I'm fucked up. Them bad hoes getting fucked up. Pretty hoes act up. No, if I hit them with that uppercut. Got short dread, but my hair long. Round, round in my theme song. I don't even be on the long. I'm out here to that grand gone. My city burn like steam on. On the ground to my team on. Introduce us to that codeine. Now someone that they lean on. Ran for my city. Die for my city. When I leave, I'm a tow truck and drive away my city. Why I do it for my city life? Why I'm still living? I'ma stand my ground and hold it, sit down. I'm fuck with it. I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
The 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoom fam major.
Dirt gang general.
Know my town bout paper.
Bitches know we killin' them.
Cause we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoom fam.
And we them niggas that gon' bang. That's that dirt gang.
Missing, so I'm steady in the kitchen. Sitting at the table, nigga, weighing up this mid. I ain't here for no gang. Shit, y'all about business. Smash some funny shit, some 40 sales. Did the deal and connected to his face like the motherfuckers kissing. All my troops ready to rap. One command, friendly general sex, dude, and you're ready to die. Shit, murder ain't no turning back. Long as I got work, y'all are going hard. Pitching like a quarterback. Skies and let my knee stack. Got the fucking stack. Weigh it, bag it, jab, then I smash out. I bet you can't do it like me. I live life prior to money. And this shit won't change until my heart stop. I'm dead in the cash and still in. Nigga, the bird is my life. On the corner clock, I'm stacking my money and everything I eat.
I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
The 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoom fam major.
Dirt gang general.
Know my town bout paper.
Game in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off the lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. New shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yeah. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip six whip getting money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hours. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Stripping you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. Pull a light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the favorite shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Lookin' for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Hey. You know I'm the man. Word. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word. You know I'm the man. Came in a gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money. But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. You love to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. They like a drug, don't like you to call them hoes. I'm tryna break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. Or fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man.
I ain't even gonna hold you because I had such a long day. I'm not even gonna hold you. What we gonna do, because we got a lot, we have so much. Oh my goodness, we have so much of this man. I don't even know where to start. Maybe this one.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Ooshkosh Goosmash. You gave me the Ooshkosh Muaf, the Shmoosmash, Diddy.
Wow, Orlando, we gonna start from where we left off. Let me go here.
We made love.
Who you made love with?
Diddy, Bow Wow, Busta Rhymes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yo, Diddy, you gave me the Ooshkosh Goosmash. You gave me the Ooshkosh Muaf, the Shmoosmash. Diddy. Yeah, son. I mean.
Wow, you guys, if you thought it couldn't get any worse, it actually does. Diddy's being hit with another essay lawsuit, but this time from a former male employee. And he's saying that Diddy would touch him inappropriately.
So in case you missed it, Diddy just got hit with another disturbing lawsuit from a male producer, accusing him of all kinds of depraved acts, including what sounds like a forced freak-off with other industry men. Meanwhile, Orlando Brown once again went viral after saying on camera he slept with multiple rappers, including Diddy, Drake, Bow Wow, and a bunch of others. Here's the thing, though. Orlando has a bit of a history with substance use and some, let's say, eccentric behavior. And because of that, people didn't really take him seriously when he first started speaking out about all these messed up things that are allegedly going on in the music business. But now that some powerful people are being accused of some seriously crazy stuff, people are starting to connect the dots. So could it be that Orlando has been trying to warn us all along? And who are the rappers who allegedly took advantage of Orlando? Let's break it down.
So you ever heard of Panda? Like I was telling you, Panda. So you got Panda.
Not
is a
really.
Panda is a secret code for a certain thing. And so when it comes down to that certain thing, it's so. What it is you basically have a certain nerve in your rectum, and if you touch that nerve, you can turn a person into an animal, you can turn a person into whatever you want them to be if you just hold them down.
So this whole situation with Diddy is getting crazier by the minute, and he's now facing another disturbing lawsuit, this time from a male producer who worked on Diddy's latest album. According to the alleged victim, Diddy made this man find adult workers and pressured him into compromising encounters with them. The lawsuit also alleges how the producer woke up one morning in bed with two S workers, suspecting that something was slipped in his drink the night before. Now, how does this all connect to Orlando Brown? Well, Orlando recently made waves again after claiming on camera he had similar encounters with a bunch of famous rappers. And while some folks are laughing at Orlando, others are convinced he's another male victim of the industry monsters, and that he's been trying to shine a light on this for years. And then some people also believe that Orlando might be acting crazy on purpose to avoid any potential threats. Now, to give you some context, Orlando has faced some seriously heavy personal challenges over the years that had fans wondering if something traumatic happened to him during his Disney years. Orlando entered the acting scene at a very young age, making his debut alongside Damon Wayans in Major Pain. And by the early 2000s, he was one of the most recognizable faces on Disney, juggling three Disney shows at the same time, Proud Family, Fillmore, and the iconic That's So Raven. That's So Raven was an instant success and broke records as the first Disney series to hit the coveted 100 episode milestone. But when the cast started growing up, Disney decided to call it quits in November 2007, and that marked a turning point for Orlando Brown. As soon as he stepped away from the Disney spotlight, it seemed like everything took a nosedive. The same year that So Raven was canceled, Orlando was arrested in Houston and ended up with a misdemeanor charge for carrying grass. And this marked the beginning of a series of struggles on his journey. Fast forward to 2011, and Orlando's back in the headlines, this time for a DUI arrest in Hollywood. And in under 2 years, Orlando found himself in hot water once again, this time arrested for yet another DUI. And the court handed him a 180-day jail sentence. But the roller coaster ride didn't hit the brakes there. Things just kept spiraling downward. In July 2014, an audio leak surfaced revealing Orlando seemingly making threats to an unnamed woman and her family. But amidst all the chaos, Orlando surprisingly landed a brief appearance in the 2015 hit Straight Outta Compton, as well as a side gig in the drama American Bad Boy alongside Cat Williams. Adding a positive spin to the narrative, Orlando also made a comeback on The View in 2015 for a That's So Raven reunion, and he seemed pretty upbeat and positive.
Sadly, nothing has changed. All right, please welcome Annalisa Vanderpool and Orlando Brown.
Thank you.
For a brief moment, it looked like Orlando was making a comeback on the entertainment scene. But his career struggled to rebound fully, and you could sense he was carrying some deep emotional baggage. Beyond substance issues, it seemed Orlando was grappling with something even more serious. And unfortunately, it seemed like the support he needed was nowhere to be found. His family tried to stage an intervention, urging him to seek help in rehab. But Orlando left the program after just 1 week. Soon after, a distressing video surfaced showing Orlando roaming the streets barefoot and clutching a box of wine. During this period, disturbing reports surfaced that Orlando was not only homeless, but also deep into his addiction. It was really heartbreaking to witness, especially for those who primarily remember Orlando as the lovable Eddie on That's So Raven. So the big question is, how did Orlando end up in this situation? Well, here's where the narrative takes a darker turn. Over the past couple of years, Orlando has appeared in a series of viral interviews and has made some shocking allegations about rumored Hollywood rituals and the presence of high-profile monsters in the entertainment industry.
Like, oh, this is that and this is that. Like, there's a lot of things that will make you buckle, bro. Man, people done lost their families, bro. People done lost their kids. A lot of stuff can happen.
And then Orlando randomly brought up Diddy, saying Diddy gave him that ooh-squash mwash.
I mean, yo, Diddy, you gave me the ooh-squash goof-mash. You gave me the ooh-squash mwash. The smooth-mash. Diddy. Yeah, son. I mean, you gave me the ooh-squash mwash. I love it, yo. I love it. You gave me the ooh-squash mwash.
In another interview with Cam Capone News, Orlando talked about the Balenciaga scandal and their controversial campaign, including the alleged symbolism behind those panda bears.
You ever heard of panda? Like I was telling you, panda. So you got panda.
Not
is a
really.
Panda is a secret code for a certain thing. And so when it comes down to that certain thing, it's so what it is you basically have a certain nerve in your rectum, and if you touch that nerve, you can turn a person into an animal, you can turn a person into whatever you want them to be if you just hold them down. So pretty much when you see black eyes, like Blueface, and you know, he got beat up, but he didn't get beat up where you thought he got beat up. He got beat up somewhere else, okay? And so the eyes come out, and they call them panda eyes.
Now, back then, most people chuckled at Orlando's comments, treating them as this ongoing joke about Diddy possibly being on the down low. But there's definitely been a shift in perspective with all these deeply troubling accusations surrounding Diddy. And people are now saying Orlando might not be as crazy as he wants us to believe. When the headlines about Diddy's alleged crimes hit back in November, Cam Capone extended another invitation to Orlando for a chat on their channel. And this time, they dove into Orlando's viral comments about Diddy from the previous year, and even brought up 50 Cent's story about Diddy trying to take him shopping. And here's how Orlando reacted to the question.
So in our last interview, one of the big things that made its rounds all over the internet, went completely viral, was some things you had to say about Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
And there was also, shortly after that, there was an old video that was kind of going viral, and it was 50 Cent. And where he says he was at a party with Diddy, and he was mad at Diddy because Diddy offered to take him shopping, and he felt like that was only something like you would do for a female.
He's a nice guy. Nice guy. What did you take the guy shopping? What an idiot for turning him down.
So you're not turning Diddy down if he wants to take you shopping.
We going shopping, bro. We going shopping. But at the party, I'm going to be in my corner with my little shot of Ciroc, and you have your fun, bro. I'm chilling. I'm chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I deserve to be there. Shit. But other than that, I'm cool, bro. Y'all have y'all fun, man. Y'all chilling. I'm knowing what's going on. Y'all chilling. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool, bro.
You're cool on that.
Oh man, look, I love Diddy, bro. Like, I'm a big Puffy fan, bro, and like the way he boss up, the way he do things, bro. Oshkosh, skumash, diggity diggity dumash.
But Orlando is still not done exposing the industry, and just days ago, he again went viral after claiming he slept with multiple men in the industry. Not just Diddy, but he also name-dropped Bow Wow, Busta Rhymes, Usher, and Drake.
We made love. We made love.
Who you made love with?
Diddy, Bow Wow, Busta Rhymes.
You just told me you seen Busta in the airport, too. That motherfucker tried to act like he didn't know you. You smashed Drake?
No, I never smashed.
Oh, you made love to Drake.
And Cat Williams. What's his name?
Bro, you smashing a lot of people.
What's his name? Terrence Howard.
Terrence
Howard. Usher. Usher's a gusher. And,
why you not naming all?
I'm telling you, bro. It's my dad's friends. My dad picked his baddest friends on me.
Who's your dad?
Lucifer.
Now, the fact that Orlando also threw Cat Williams and Terrence Howard in there and then talked about Lucifer was enough for a lot of folks to dismiss everything he said. And they're saying Orlando is either mentally unwell or he's just trolling for clout. Once he said Cat Williams, I didn't believe him, one fan said. And another one added, at some point you have to question if Orlando is really sick or seeking attention. But once again, you've got people who are convinced Orlando is doing this on purpose, basically sneaking in the truth and then covering it up with a bunch of nonsense to protect himself. And then some folks are also pointing out that just because Orlando might be dealing with mental health issues doesn't mean he's lying about everything. In fact, maybe those mental health issues are the consequence of something traumatic that happened to him in the industry. Someone said, nothing is more dangerous than someone who has nothing to lose. Orlando is one of these. And another person wrote, sick or not sick, does it mean he's telling an untruth? To keep focusing on his sickness versus whether he's telling the truth is gaslighting, aka distraction/deflection. I don't care who this man slept with, and I do not think it is okay to try and focus on him being sick to make it seem as if he is incapable of speaking the truth. God bless his mind and soul. But what's your take on Orlando's latest viral video? Do you think there's an...
So, that was a lot. Shout out to the... Shout out to all the bloggers who have been reaching out to me, sending me clips. We're working together. It's amazing to work with different bloggers and stuff like that. So shout out to all of them. I make sure that I don't break down none of your joints and let you say everything that you got to say. So now, how many of y'all knew that Orlando spits bars? Did you know that? Oh, you didn't know that. So now, after you heard that, listen to this song that he has. He only has one. And after this, I don't think he needs no more. Listen real close. Shout out to Orlando Brown. Got bars, my boy.
Kind this Jay-Z tried to kill me. Cause my name whole way, big pop on the street. Bank rolls full and I can helicopter police. Power up your colon in the back of Papa Capri. I'm a hog in the beach with a time to vlog. I release like a walking dog on a leash. A frog on a log at the beach. Pause when I talk to the east. Picking up bugs and cheese. Blowing smoke with the priest. I see for all with the leaf. My nigga, you know that I'm awesome still. These other rappers pop pills like I'm oxy still. While I'm eating chicken fettuccine pasta meal. Cause everything I do huge like a roster kill. Ill, trick I own hotel rewinder. And shine Diddy Combs is my auntie Yolanda. I'm all about my commas and drama. Come out the llama and be the honest Palmer, Geronimo, Proud Obama. I am Madonna, Chandelier, me, Walt Disney. Martin, Louis, the Dream, Steve Jobs, Bobby, and Whitney. Praise issue, I lied the king, how high is he? False literature, the history is dead pygmies. Truth is my mama and her mama had a baby. Now they in trouble cause somebody got a baby. Up to my chin and they rebel, that's why they calling me crazy. I got a friend who I love, I married her and that's my lady. Ma, don't be mad, try to feel me, I know your secrets. With me, I'ma laugh, do we laugh cause I can't believe it. Ain't nobody thinking about me. They been raping and pimping on my entire family. I'm about to set up and
John F. Kennedy getting leech, cause I see Tommy Town, but we can't find sheets. Yes, I still hit the bone, though it's wrong, I'm a beast. I get ill, yet I'm strong, cause inside lies the beast. I ain't sorry, I ain't got a peep, I know your neurology. Everybody proud of me, Satan can't find a way to swallow me. My demons follow me, Illuminati trying to bottle me. Stop trying to holler me and get at people who they wanna see. They calling me the new millennium, rockin', times pop. Better than Jigga, word, my type of nigga. It's obviously safe to say I'm the pick of the litter. My abominable family try to make me a quitter. Everybody wanna rape my nerves, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, none of you make me nervous. If you hire me, I do my job and do it perfect. I ain't tripping on none of these bitches because I'm worth it. Yeah, trip. The helicopter come with security, holding choppers, land, hop off the plane, get inside the mouth, but you baka. When you speak up on my name, I just pray that you do it proper. Best lyricist in the game, probably right next to Biggie Papa. Look at you and look at me, little nigga. You what it do, I'm what it be, little nigga. Till my shoe from my knee, little nigga. I'll air out all your loved ones I see, little nigga. Nah, I ain't fucking with you till I think you get the bitches. Spend the grand on bitches and a million on switches. Ain't shit sweet, everybody think you like delicious. Making ends meet, fighting, trying to make it out of the trenches. I still am a lake, thank God for the bitch. Blocking real big plate, gotta watch for the snakes. Driving, waking up late, dripping sweat with my heart. Driving new Batman, made back trip, straight mobbing. This young man, he play dead. Probably end up fucking up Beyonce friend. Fuck him so good, they gon' have to make it a trend. Fucking on the golf course and fucking in the Benz. Bro, ain't a nigga in the globe that can be my host. Get a nigga to the bone, make it be my role. Chris Rock, Gusto, bitch, TV4. Stick all the bullshit, put me on the pulpit. Get up on your ass, hit you hard like a mule kick. Peanut butter outside, inside, cool with. Way more talent than you niggas know what you do with.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Oshkosh Goofmash. You gave me the Oshkosh Muaf. The Shmoosmash. Diddy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And the boy got that shout out to O. And the boy got that fire. Now, I know you want to talk, but it's still more left. So last week when I played it, we didn't get a chance to hear the entire clip. There's people who didn't hear the clip. So I got to let this clip play. And he goes in about Beyonce, a couple different things. But we only got up to the part where he said Beyonce had AIDS. It was more to it. I got to play it from the beginning. I can't break it down. I promise you I'm going to save at least 5 minutes. We're probably going to have 5 minutes left in the show to talk about it. Then I guess we'll have to talk about it tomorrow. But I got to play this clip again. We'll be right back.
You, she made a whole IC page. Nobody ever bought your shit, Raven. Nobody's ever going to buy your shit. You sound like the Black Cher. Cheetah girl, cheetah sisters. That's what you get, man. I hope somebody really is recording this shit, for real, bro. I really, really hope somebody is recording this shit. For real, man. Because I would take my page off private. Yeah, thank you for the gifts, y'all. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. You know what I mean? I would have my page off private so more people can watch, but then she has her people, these little trollers troll my page, and then next thing you know, I don't have a TikTok, then my Instagram, then she's running that page, so she's talking to people like she's me, and acting like it's all good, and no, bitch, I'm so viral right now, that you cannot help but know that that ain't my page. So what did you do? You sent some money to yourself from my page, and then you said, "Oh well, I didn't get Orlando to come. That's not his pay." Like, what are you doing, man? This is why, man. This is why I don't fuck with Raven. It's not. It's always been that way. Everybody fucks with Orlando. Nobody fucks with Raven. Nobody fucks with Raven, and that's why she's mad. The bitch be looking weird as fuck. What you mean you glad I'm safe? Bitch, I'm gonna always be safe. Ain't nothing gonna happen to me. Haven't you gotten it? I done made it this far. It's some real powerful people that know exactly where the fuck I'm at. I am not to be touched. That's why Raven wants to be Orlando Brown with her untalented ass. This bitch, the only thing that she's going to have next to do is be a fat grandmama on the Disney Channel. She has no more life in her career. Nothing else. On top of that, you know, she wanted to be a man. I heard she got delivered. I'm delivered. I don't like mans no more. If y'all didn't know that was Raven, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with you. I am delivered. I don't like no mans no more. I like women. Hallelujah. Women. I said, damn, Raven, what did they do to you over at the channel, baby? Come on, baby. Get your life together, baby. What did you do, baby? Whose cock did you get stuck in your throat, baby? Come on, baby. Let it go. Let it go. All my interviews are the shit. Bad Boys is the shit. My music is the shit. Everything about me is the shit. My life is the shit. My wife is the shit. My hype is the shit. Bitch, I'm the man. It makes sense. Something good is coming for Orlando. Everybody knows that, okay? We have manifested good blessings onto Orlando's life, career, family, love, life, all that. We got that, okay? But there's some very, very close people that are watching, and they're pissed because of the simple fact that they don't have any leverage anymore. They have no more leverage. They can't say Orlando's on drugs. They can't say Orlando's drunk. They can't say Orlando's a womanizer. You can't say Orlando's this. You can't say Orlando's that no more. So it cancels out the narrative of Orlando Brown not being able to find his kids. Orlando Brown is somewhere on drugs. And nah, nigga, I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody need to stop doing whatever the hell y'all doing if it's not supposed to be right, if it's not right for you, stop doing it, okay? Because I've been seeing some things that was pretty obvious, and I could have said that a long time ago. Have you seen Barbara Bush? I mean, Barbara Bush is a whole man, and nobody said nothing. It was just, I could have ran with that a long time ago. Now I'm looking at Leslie Jones, I'm like, hey, dude, you're Busta Rhymes, you know. You know, I'm looking at, you know, Maya, what is it, the porn star, Adrian Maya. I'm like, hey, dude, you're Drake. You know, like, what are you doing, Adrian Maya? What are you doing? What are you really doing out here? Is that how you got that big old plane? And is that how you got all of those trophies and stuff? Is that how you did it, Adrian Maya? A gobble, 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 gobble. Is that what you were doing? You let them turn you into an owl for a cool, what, how many years? 2 years? You were an owl for 2 years? You're somebody's pet fucking owl for a fucking plane. How cool are you? Whoop-de-fucking-do, Drake. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Somebody's fucking owl for a couple of $1 million and shit. Just to look like you write music that you don't even fucking write, man. Like, come on, brother. They don't want it with me. I'm the person that walks in the room and these niggas get scared. Oh, Orlando's here? Yep. Oh, shit. I'm the one that walks in the room and these niggas, oh shit, oh, yeah, how you doing, oh, how you doing, how you doing, yeah, nigga, get the fuck on, get your bitch ass on out of here, before I get the fucking you up around here. This is that bullshit I be talking about. People want to play them kind of games and stuff, but see, when you get on Pornhub and you get to pointing them out as porn stars and shit, they be like, oh, no, see, I was just playing. No, you wasn't playing with a dick in your mouth. You was real serious about what you wanted. You were so serious you put a dick in your mouth. Bitch, I am the new Richard Pryor, bitch. Ha ha ha. I am way, way, way above Martin Lawrence. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Nigga, you ain't never seen a Jamie Foxx like me. And I was trained heavily by all of them. They know I'm the truth. You know I'm the truth. These motherfuckers better stop playing, boy. I can't wait till something weird happened to me. We're going to be in the motherfucking, the front of Neverland, jumping and shouting and praising God, eating gumbo and motherfucking cotton candy and shit. You niggas better hurry up and prove me right. I ain't got time for this shit. Goddamn. Get your shit together. I ain't got, don't improve me right. Please hurry up. I got shit to do. I got a whole team of angels in heaven that's waiting on me. I got a date to meet God. You niggas is wasting my motherfucking time. I done gave you too much to kill me for. Why you can't touch me? Ask yourself that. Why can't you touch me, bitch? Do you know the shit that I have said? Do you know the things that I have said about people? Nigga? Yeah, ask yourself why you can't touch me. Why wasn't I dead yesterday, bitch, after I said Beyonce got AIDS? Why? Tell me why you niggas is wasting my time like this. You want me gone, bitch? Bitch, I sent my family away. Come on. Well, I will cook your ass some chicken. I got some oil, right? I'll cook you some chicken. I'll make you some tea. Crawl your ass in. You can crawl through this window, that window. Bitch, I'm waiting. You done killed Malcolm X, Martin Luther. Oh, that's me. You done killed everybody. And you think, bitch, we at the end of the story. Okay? You was wrong and I was right. And I'm arrogant about it. Just like you arrogant about taking people's kids. You're arrogant about raping people. You're arrogant about wanting people's money. You're arrogant about body snatching people and wearing and taking their blessings. You arrogant about it, bitch. So yeah, I'm arrogant about being the real Michael Jackson, bitch. I'm arrogant about really being Jesus. I'm arrogant about people going to heaven. I'm arrogant about it. Because you trying to stop it. You fucking weirdos. You trying to stop it. Ask me why I wasn't dead after I said Beyonce got AIDS. Ask me. No, I'll wait. Like, get the hell out of here. Ask me. I'll wait. I will wait. Nigga, I'm the one got Diddy in trouble. Nigga, what are you talking about? They used Cassie as the cover for whatever. They used Cassie as the cover-up. What they didn't say is Orlando put that nigga in the limelight. I got that nigga looking like a deer in the headlight. They like, Orlando told you niggas Diddy was a rapist. Yeah, Diddy get that booty. Everybody know Diddy get that booty. They all scared of Diddy. Why? I'm not scared of Diddy. Because that's my auntie. I know Diddy is Auntie Yolanda. Everybody else know him as Sean Puffy Combs. That nigga is my auntie. I'm not scared of my motherfucking auntie. Goddamn Yolanda Anderson. Diddy is Yolanda Anderson. I know Diddy very well. Diddy is my auntie. I ain't got no time for Diddy shit. Playing games with my goddamn auntie. That's really my auntie. I don't, nigga, go listen to my music. You niggas is set up. I set you niggas up. Oh, God. It's the greatest setup in the world. I did it so perfect. I went through the hell, too. I walked through that motherfucker like this. Oh, shit. This is what it looks like when you know you're going to heaven and you ain't got to die to get there. Yeah, what did you think this was? What you thought this was, a game? This ain't no game. We ain't playing no games, man. Yeah, somebody tell Beyonce stop giving people AIDS. Yeah, we not playing no games, like, nigga. For real, stop playing games, bro. Playing games with people. Nobody care. You disrespectful. They disrespectful. They foul. They disrespectful. They don't care. They don't give a shit. They don't care. They want you dead. They want you in your grave. They want you tripping out. But when you know who they are by God, huh? When you know who they are by their first name and their last name, and not even just by in this life, you know them in their past lives. You know them from who they were born from in the first place in life. You know, you are who I say you are. You can't run from that. You are who I say you are, and you know it. And I'll wait. I'll wait. For everybody that didn't believe it, I'll wait till you catch up. I'll wait. I don't care. Don't tell me you my friend. Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me, no, when I was screaming for Jesus, when I was screaming, and where's everybody out? Where's everybody out for Jesus? When I was out there sticking my chest out, when that nigga kicked me out of his house and told me I didn't have no family, whoa! When they had me on Dr. Where was everybody at? I want to know where y'all. Don't tell me that you love me now, because the story's starting to make sense. Don't tell me no. You was about to let them kill me. You was about to let them put me in the grave. Oh. Yeah. Don't love me now. Oh, he's so funny. Bitch, I've been funny since before Mbappé. It's the most shit. No, I love him on Bad Boys. No, bitch, I've been funny since, but I'm the only one that's relevant, really, on Bad Boys while they use my name. Come on now. I mean, let's say it the truth. Natalie knows when she said, you're the star of the show this year, Lando Brown. Woo! Yeah, that's the truth. That was the truth. That was the truth. And I'm humbly blessed to be that person, you know? But the rest of them niggas ain't Orlando Brown! Let's just keep it real! Shit, I took that as an opportunity to make y'all want to see me even more! Okay, this is the time to show them how I'm working out. This is the time to show them where my mind frame is. This is the time to show them that my heart is right. This is the time to show them that every time that they ever lied on me, or every time that they ever put something on my name, every time they ever told me something that I knew wasn't true or I knew didn't make sense, that y'all are watching it firsthand. Y'all are watching it firsthand. You watching it. And now it's starting to make sense, because I promise to God, Pac was dead. Oh, they killed that nigga. Oh, they killed that nigga. Why? Because he didn't understand that you have to have respect. I don't fuck with nobody that don't fuck with me. But if I know who you are and you fucking with me, I'm coming at you with everything I got. You're not going to use your power and think I'm not going to use my power. You're not going to keep on playing like a video game, like this is Pac-Man. You keep doing the same moves and shit, and I'm not going to do the same moves back. I know who you are like you know who I am. So we're going to play that kind of game. We're going to play that kind of game and put it in perspective the right way for people to understand that you can't write nobody off. You can't write nobody off. If I know that man was a thief, you know what I'm saying? He had a thief problem, you know what I'm saying? And he still, if he ain't thieving and he ain't thieved in about, what, 20 years? Well, man, you know, he might have went through a little, you know. If this man, you know, people go through all kinds of stuff, man. People go through all kinds of stuff, and you can't just write nobody off because they made a certain mistake, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they try to do to me. And that's what they try to do to so many people out here that's actually trying to make it, that's actually trying to do something by way of positive energy. And you know, you can actually get what you got positively instead of doing it the negative way. Everybody is glorifying bending over a couch. That's all it is, bro. You don't have to do that shit. They're trying to normalize it. They're trying to feminize black men, Hispanic men, Indian men, you know, Like, every race, it's not just, every race matters, bro. It's not just about black people, bro. It's not, bro. It's about Asian people. You got all kinds of, you got Venezuelan people out there. It's happening to everybody. So how dare you just say Black Lives Matter? You're selfish. Black lives is the last to fucking matter in my eyes. Because it's black people trying to keep us down. Why you think Orlando Brown been going through all the other shit in the past? Black people that don't want to see other black people be who they really are. Because they want to keep on being the same kind of person, you know, on camera, or they want the same image, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot be 70, 80 years old, still living, and put yourself in a position to think you could just, oh yeah, well, that's my grandkid, let me go ahead and take that. Now you're walking around in your grandkid's body. Like, no, you don't see these damn kids now. These kids don't even look like kids no more. They look like grown-ass people. Kids don't even look like kids no more. Like, come on, bruh. Like, come on, bro. Little boys don't even look like little boys. Little girls don't even look like little girls no more. Like, they're really, really, really tripping out here. Like, and they're doing it through the kids. There ain't no old souls. There ain't no old souls. Them is old demons raping kids. You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's a way to get what you want out of life without doing, you know what I'm saying, the things that they're glorifying. Like, people are glorifying. I'm just one that, like, if they're doing all of this and all of that to get this and get that, get this and that, bro, I have quite a bit. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I got a name, respect, you know what I mean, cash. You know, investments, things, got things going on, you know, I'm blessed. But at the same time, you have to understand, like, a lot of people, they're not, because other people don't want to tell people how to be blessed. You can't just get in front of people and be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm blessed. Excuse me. But you don't show people how you got there. You don't show people how you became blessed. You don't tell people your struggle. You don't show people, like, what you went through. You don't really care. You don't care. You don't care to show nobody how that you want to be the only person with the bread. You want to be the only person, you know what I'm saying, to be the boss. And you want to be the only person that people come to when they need help. And you want to be the king. And you want to be the god. And you want to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? So you're not trying to help nobody out. You're not trying to put nobody on like that. You're not trying to get nobody no game. And that's exactly what these people are doing. They making you buy their album. And you know what I'm saying? They making you buy their album. They making you go watch their movies. And they making you go do all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, what are they contributing to you guys? Do they even get on here and keep it 1,000 with you for 30 minutes? Like, come on, like, come on, bro. Like, come on. Like, they can't even do that because they're not even in their own skin. They didn't gave it up willingly. So they can't walk around the house and be who you think they are. They're not those people. Some of these Tiffany Haddish, that's my cousin Crystal. I don't know how she ended up with some money and with the name. Like, that's my cousin Crystal. Like, my cousin Crystal in a facelift. Like, that's how I break it down. Like, dude, that's my cousin in a facelift. Who gave her the money to get a facelift? Whose dog is she? Like, stop playing. Like, people can really, really, really get their feelings hurt from being family members. If it has nothing to do with, like, stop acting like I don't know you. That's all. Stop acting like I don't freaking know you, because you can really get your feelings hurt. Like, really, really, really get your feelings hurt. Like, everybody in the industry is involved. It's not just 1, 2, 3, or the names that I'm spitting. Nah, bruh, it's everybody. Denzel Washington, okay? Like, everybody, all these people, bruh, everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I've been so respectful to everybody, you know what I'm saying, to the point to where I can say what the fuck I want to say now. I don't care. Because I've already, like, I've sat in interviews, I've covered for people, I've looked out for people, you know what I'm saying? They've asked me certain questions that I shined away from the question, you know what I'm saying? Gave them a little, like, little bullshit answer or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just to be funny, I've made a joke instead of saying the real thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there to where it's like, okay, bitch, you must not realize I'm really the president. Bitch, you try me and it's gonna be a problem. This is not the 1960s. This is not the 1700s, bitch. If you come for me, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be pretty hard. It's gonna be pretty hard to, yeah, cause I'm a loud nigga and I'm powerful and people don't have, and then I can identify you before you even get to me, and it's just like, oh God, like, it's a problem, you know what I mean? Like, so I just think that people just need to not play those kind of games, and they all know who I'm talking to, because I honestly don't give a shit. I don't care. They don't give a shit. If anybody else is gets to be Orlando Brown and aka Jesus, right, if anybody else gets to be in my skin and they condemn me for something that they did, and they're in my body, do you think they're gonna you think they're gonna let up? They ain't letting up. Ain't nobody gonna let up. They gonna let me burn in hell. That's why it's important that you do not do drugs. It's important that you don't abuse alcohol. You don't abuse, you know what I'm saying? You don't none of that. Look, I stay working out. Keep hydrated, stay eating good, do, you know what I'm saying, do what you like, man, you know, stay on your P's and Q's, ladies and gentlemen, because it only takes away the credibility of who you are. It takes away the credibility. All you're doing is drinking, and all you're doing,
I mean, that's more than a mouthful. When we come back, we're going to talk about all of that. We got 13 minutes left in the show, but I got to play his joint one more time. Shout out Orlando Brown.
Condis, Jay-Z tried to kill me. Cause my name hold weight, big pop on the street. Bank rolls falling, I can helicopter police. Power up your colon in the back of Papa Caprice. I'm a hog in the beach with a time to vlog, I release. Like a walking dog on a leash, a frog on a log at the beach. Pause when I talk to the east, picking up folks and cheese. Blowing smoke with the priest, I see for all with the leaf. My nigga, you know that I'm awesome still. These other rappers pop pills like a moxie still. While I'm eating chicken fettuccine pasta meal. Cause everything I do huge like a roster kill. Ill, trick I own hotel rewinder. And shine Diddy Combs is my auntie Yolanda. I'm all about my commas and drama. Come out the llama and be the honest Palmer, Geronimo, Proud Obama. I am Adonis, Chandelier, me Walt Disney. Martin, Louis, the Dream, Steve Jobs, Bobby, and Whitney. Praise issue, I lied the king, how high is he? False literature's the history's dead pygmies. Truth is my mama and her mama had a baby. Now they in trouble cause somebody got a baby. Up to my chin and they rebel, that's why they calling me crazy. I got a friend who I love, I married her and that's my lady. Ma, don't be mad, try to feel me, I know your secrets. Fool me, I'ma laugh, do we laugh cause I can't believe it. Ain't nobody thinking about me. They been raping and pimping on my entire family. I'm about to set up as John F. Kennedy getting leech. Cause I see Tommy Town, but we can't find sheets. Yes, I still hit the bone, though it's wrong, I'm a beast. I get ill, yet I'm strong cause inside lies the beast. I ain't sorry, ain't got a peep, I know your neurology. Everybody proud of me, Satan can't find a way to swallow me. My demons follow me, Illuminati trying to bottle me. Stop trying to holler me and get the people who they wanna see. They calling me the new millennium, rockin', time pop. Better than Jigga, word, my type of nigga. It's obviously safe to say I'm the pick of the litter. My abominable family trying to make me a quitter. Everybody wanna rape my nerves, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. None of you make me nervous. If you hire me, I do my job and do it perfect. I ain't trippin' on none of these bitches because I'm worth it. Yeah, trip. The helicopter come with security, holding choppers, land, hop off the plane, get inside the mouth. But you vodka, when you speak up on my name, I just pray that you do a proper. Best lyricist in the game, probably right next to Biggie Papa. Look at you and look at me, little nigga. You what it do, I'm what it be, little nigga. Till my shoe from my knee, little nigga. I'll air out all your loved ones I see, little nigga. Nah, I ain't fucking with you till I think you get the bitches. Spend the grand zone bitches and the million on switches. Ain't shit sweet, everybody think you like delicious. Making ends meet, fighting, trying to make it out of the trenches. I still am a lake, thank God for the bitch. Blocking real big plate, gotta watch for the snakes. Driving, waking up late, dripping sweat with my heart. Driving new Batman, made back trip, straight mobbing. This young man, he played dead. Probably end up fucking up Beyonce friend. Fuck
building. You know what it is. Let me bring in my counterparts. Slander, are you in the building? Slander, are you in the building? Looks like, I don't know if he can hear me. Let me go to Mr. Raw. Mr. Busy.
You are going to have to make a part 7 because there were so many things that you touched on that I wanted to talk about. But
let's get to
like,
it. Let's get to it. Get you got 9 minutes. Let's go. You got 9 minutes.
No, well, we have to go all the way back when he said the panda.
Let's go.
Now when he was talking about the panda.
Wait,
and,
hold on. Let me just bring Slander in. Slander.
You're all ready. Can you hear me?
All right.
You,
yeah, I hear you, baby.
You already know. All
right, we can hear.
All right, listen.
First of all,
this nigga is
Wait, hold on. Mr. Rowe is about to let him speak his piece. He's about to speak his piece.
I wanted to bring you in first. All right, sorry, Mr. Rowe.
Go ahead, Maji. It's not a problem, Maji. First of all, I want y'all to really think back with me, because when Orlando Brown came out as a little kid, he was on these little shows. He was on Jamie Foxx.
I know what
you're
going to say.
He was regarded as similar to Webster and
mm-hmm.
Gary Coleman. Now what people had to understand is in the roles they were playing seven and eight year olds, but in true
mm-hmm.
life they were 15 and 16. But Orlando Brown was really 7 and 8 year old, so they was exposing this little nigga to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he had parents that obviously took the money and ran. Whenever they got something, he was charming, he
mm-hmm.
was cute, he was in the industry. So he was exposed to a lot of things, and a lot of the ranting that he's doing, it's like subliminals behind it, man. You paying attention
mm-hmm.
to it, it's like, yo, he really saying a few things. Like, all right, back in the days, in the 70s, when we first started hearing about gay men, and it was like, yo, they had a gerbil trapped in their ass. And I was like, what the hell are y'all talking about? And I remember hearing that saying. So later on in life, you investigate those things that you remember hearing. And I didn't understand what it meant. So they would put a tube in their ass.
I still don't know what it means.
They put a tube in their ass, and they put the animal in there, and then block one of the exits. So when the animal is running, he runs towards the exit to try to get out, and he's running up in the tube, and the tube and there is a spot that I learned this off of a movie. There is a spot in your rear area that if you go far enough, it can make a man ejaculate. So that's how the gay dudes get their thrills from duking each other in the booty. So all the stuff he's saying is real. If you remember, you ever seen the pandas? They huddle behind each other real close. That's why it's like maybe that saying panda, it makes sense now. I'm like, yo, I'm just listening
we
to all
the 5 minutes.
we need like a part 7, man. I can't, go ahead. I can't even say no more. Because there's too much I got to talk about.
Get your 2 minutes in.
Bell, he go in and he talk about so much shit, ain't enough. Like, we need a 3-hour show.
I got y'all ass hooked.
This nigga, yo, for real, like Mr. Raw said, though, some of that shit he's saying, the subliminals is crazy if you catching it. if you catch the subliminals, you understand exactly what he's saying. And I think that's a muscle up in there called the sphincter.
Right.
I think that's what it's called. And listen.
I just want to interrupt you. I just want to interrupt you real quick before I forget. How many Orlando Brown fans remember that little boy eyes used to be dark around the eyes?
Yep. Long time ago.
Yep.
It wouldn't be often, but sometimes he would come out, whatever show he was on, and his eyes would be dark circles around his eyes. And then a few weeks later, you know, it'll clear up. But every now and then, if you are a real Orlando Brown fan, Mr. Raw, am I lying?
I'm telling you, and they was exposing him to some grown, just like, you know who else?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking a question. Have you ever seen that with the dark circles on him?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I remember I used to watch him on a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows when he first became real popular. Yo, these little niggas like Bow Wow also was another one exposed to some grown people stuff.
Yep.
At a young age. Bow Wow, you can't tell me he wasn't exposed to young. I want to know what that'd be like. He was at nine and eight years old. Bow Wow was getting that done to him by grown ass women, and them niggas
are
laughing.
Are you saying to me that you need a part three? You don't need a part. You need a five.
Ain't no way we gonna
come out. Can you believe that? Is I played all of that and it's still shit that I didn't get to.
Yo, I was listening, man, and I was like, yo, he was going in and out, but he was doing that. You know, like I remember a line that Martin said, yo, if I ever get locked up in jail, I'm going to do something to make niggas think that I'm crazy. But I ain't really going to be crazy. He said I might just sit there and dookie on myself and just rub it on my hands and walk around. You know what I'm saying? Yo, niggas, the crazy ones is the ones that you can't hear. The Jeffrey Dahmers, the niggas don't talk. You see, he talking too much. He ain't as crazy as he's letting on. He trying to hip you to the game. He trying to hip you to the game and then stay sane. He's in and out of consciousness.
He's in and out. Well, we got 1:49 left. I know y'all is killing y'all.
Yo, it's too much.
Orlando Brown don't give a fuck. That's period.
90 seconds left.
and then there was I saw on Instagram this other dude that said, yeah, and I remember when P. Diddy was hitting Carl Winslow. He said, Carl Winslow? He said, yeah, from Family Matters. I heard some wailing in the room, and I kicked the door in, and P. Diddy is all up in Carl Winslow's cheeks. I was like,
Can you please not take my Diddy story away? Can you not take my
Diddy? No Diddy.
Well, we got 1 minute left to the show. I did it on purpose. 1 minute left to the show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Dutch Night, and we're going to have to do Orlando Brown Part 3 next Friday.
Instead of saying no Diddy, it'd be like no did he? Like that's it really did.
Take that.
On that note, we out of here with 30 seconds left. Shout out to everybody. Love, peace, and hair grease. This is my joint. Make sure you get it April 27th. We out of here.
Such is AKA Misunderstood. The yell kick the sun is grinding. Promote to my stomach, hurt no ass. You want it? Do you hear me in these streets? I could will it easy. My style is all venom, going at you. There's no class to me.
Ain't nothing after me. Against me, second place is you have to be. You already had your chance to get that cold shoulder. Rape over. And you smell what I'm cooking, paparazzi's looking. You was aiming for first, cause it's already cooking. I'm 100% certified, it's no placement. Dutch is no end, and ain't no replacement. I'm a winner, that's just something you gon' have to start facing. Say I'm arrogant, but it's confident. And you stepping out of line, causing consequences.
Problem.
This bitch is bipolar, and my defense. Ham, Dutch is go ham, I'm about to go ham. But I still make time to drop this mission impossible. Daily hustle shows, real niggas know I'm broke and fed up, trying to get my bread. Active bitch with deliverance, Google me, I'm hot, must be on top. This can be my last shot. I keep that heat turned up, you should play with fire. Say such and say hi, bitch, you a liar. Stop spraying them untruths, hate ain't you. You can say what you want, do what you want to do. I know it's jealousy, then I talk shit, so it's elevated. Sorry you're mad, and that you can't celebrate it. Name up your tongue, bitch, or I'ma have to separate it. You don't gotta like me, but you will respect. Or that thing in your mouth, oh yes, you will get. Matter of fact, turn around, this is a sick of bitch. Why they getting sloppy? I don't play with a full deck, watch your hand, fam. I've been in remission, qualified for the position. I only drop jewels, maybe you should listen. Your body style like mine, nigga, what competition? Make monster moves, my team real money getting. About to bring it, so it ain't no pain, they guarantee it. And we don't buy bottles, son, we can't check. Green leaf for life, don't you ever forget. And good morning to you, just in case you slept. Green leaf, real talk, mixtape on good. From draws that project, call it the Allen. Come up with that ride, you leaving it silent. My niggas stay up 7:39, nigga, far from all of that ingredient. It's law on pain. RIP to my nigga Dirt. This green leaf everything.
You.